Hello and welcome. This is Chris Ann, and you are listening to Elemental Energies with Chris Ann. And welcome back to our part two of the topic of divination. So tonight, on our grand journey of the multitude of forms of divination, we are going to be talking about the pendulum. How to use a pendulum, how it has been used for lifetimes. We're going to talk about all the different ways that you can use a pendulum in your daily life, in your psychic practice, in your Reiki healing work. However it is that you will choose to use a pendulum and go forward and use it, it is going to be a very simple and effective tool for you. Because it is for me. So let's talk about it. So a pendulum through the centuries is typically a hanging object at the end of a cording, at the end of a thread, at the end of chain. Nowadays, the pendulums kind of look like bracelets, actually, and some of them can be multifunctional as a bracelet as well as a pendulum. Pendulums can be all different shapes and sizes at the end of the chain or the end of the rope or whatever. It can be sort of conical shaped. It doesn't have to be conical shaped. It could be a rectangular shape. It could be a multitude of materials. It could be something as simple as wood. It could be a crystal. It can be a needle hanging off a thread. It can be polymer clay. I've made them out of polymer clay. I've made them out of crystals. I've made them out of wood. I've made them out of almost anything and everything that I can get my hands on. My son and I have been making pendulums for a very long time. So, the deal with the pendulum is you are going to ask a pendulum a yes, no question. It is a divination tool that is quick and easy and effective. A pendulum is what is used when you need a relatively quick answer on the spot to whatever your penetrating question may be. So I will use a pendulum during my psychic readings for other people, for myself, for whomever. The deal is the pendulum, you're using it for a yes, no question. You're not going to say to a pendulum, gee, tell me the name of the person I'm going to marry. No, you're really not going to do that. Unless, because there's always a caveat to everything, unless you have a pendulum board in front of you. And many pendulum boards are set up comparable to a Ouija board, where they have a multitude of letters going across or around or whatever, in whatever fashion. So you can take the pendulum and go over the letters, and the pendulum will sort of stop or twirl or whatever it's going to do on a pendulum board, comparable to a planchette on a Ouija board. So a pendulum is not something that is going to conjure evil spirits. It is not something that is in league with the devil. Those kind of crack me up. And frankly, I find them sad that people kind of go there with that. People have been using pendulums for centuries. And if you think about it, many churches use pendulums. So, I'm Armenian, and I did not grow up in the Armenian church, but I went to the Armenian church for weddings and funerals, etc. And I can remember that the priest would put incense in this swinging basket at the end of a long chain. Let me tell you, that was a pendulum. Yeah, that was a big old pendulum. Okay? So pendulums are used for a multitude of things. But you may recall in your parents' or your grandparents' time, people using a needle and thread over the stomach or uterus of a pregnant woman to determine whether it was going to be a male or female child. That was a very common practice. Very common. I don't care what your background is. That was a common practice across the board. That's a pendulum. So, once we determine what we're going to use for a pendulum, so people ask me that all the time. How do I determine which pendulum is right for me? You are going to go with what you are drawn to. If you're drawn to a rainbow moonstone pendulum over a mahogany pendulum, go for it. If you are drawn to I make steampunk pendulums. If you're drawn to a steampunk pendulum over a rose quartz pendulum, go for it. Go with what you're drawn to. You're drawn to it for a reason. If you're buying a pendulum, let's say you're going to buy it from my website and you're not able to try it out first, then you're going to go with what you're drawn to. If you had come into my shop to pick out a pendulum, you can sit there and you can try them all, or you see me at a psychic fair or something. You can sit there and try them and see which is going to work for you. Or if you already have a pendulum and you're looking to add another one and you're going to buy something online, just, is this the right pendulum for me or is this not the right pendulum for me? But the reality is if you are drawn to it, you are drawn to it for a reason. So the pendulum's calling to you. It's just like when you're picking out crystals. I always say the crystal will pick you. You will know what crystal you need because the crystal is calling you. It's like a pendulum. The pendulum will call you saying, "Hello, I would like to work with you." It's really kind of neat. I have a multitude of pendulums in my collection. Many I've made, some I haven't made, and they all work wonderfully well for me. So, once we've established what pendulum we're going to use, okay, we're going to let the pendulum kind of choose us. We're going to go with our intuition. We're going to go with our guides, etc., to allow us to effectively pick a pendulum that is going to work for us. I don't care if you like it just because, oh, you think it's pretty. You think it's pretty for a reason. The pendulum is calling you for a reason. You think it's attractive because it is attracting you to it for a reason. So I tell people, go with your gut instincts. In this series, we're talking about divination. Trusting your gut is a huge form of divination. Okay? So go with it. Trust it. Believe in it. Know you're being guided for a reason. There's a reason for everything, positive and negative, and I do tend to find the silver lining in absolutely everything. So let's say you get a pendulum and it doesn't work for you. Maybe it wasn't meant for you. Maybe it was meant for you to purchase to give to somebody else. So there's always that option. But frankly, if you want a pendulum, you want a pendulum. You want the pendulum. So let me talk about how you're going to get your pendulum to work for you. Okay. So this can work whether your pendulum has a crystal at the end of it, whether your pendulum is wooden at the end of it, whether you have one of my steampunk pendulums, whether you have one of my rose quartz pendulums. My son makes pendulums. I don't care what pendulum it is you have. It has that base, that sort of heavier thing at the bottom of the chain. Mine are typically made out of chain. So you have that long-ish chain. Some of mine are longer than others. Some of them are shorter. You don't need a huge long chain, frankly. So you have your base, that sort of heavier piece, whether it be a culmination of beads, whether it be a stone, like I said, a piece of wood that's carved with a lathe, whatever, or a polymer clay sculpted piece. I created a sculpted owl years and years and years ago that I used as the base of my pendulum. It was simply scrap clay that I had laying on my desk. And I was like, oh, that's kind of a pretty lump of clay. Let me form something with it. And do you know, I've been using that pendulum for years. Go with what works for you. Okay. So we've established your pendulum. It's going to call you. You can use basically anything. as a pendulum. You can even use a necklace with a pendant at the end of it, okay? That's essentially a pendulum as well. So it doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be all this foofy stuff. You know, my pendulums start at $10 a piece, US. So that is relatively inexpensive and pretty affordable. So you've got your pendulum. Now we are going to discuss how to get the energy within that inanimate object to become an animated object for us. And how do we do that? So this does not matter whether you are right-handed or left-handed. Okay? Energy comes in the left side of our body and goes out the right side of our body. So my left hand is bringing energy in. My right hand is letting energy out. It does not matter whether you are right-handed or left-handed. This is what it is across the board. This is how I teach it. This is how it works for me, etc. So let's go with that premise. So what you do is you take your pendulum. You're going to cup your left hand and you are going to fully put your pendulum in that left hand. You don't want any parts of it hanging out of your hand. Make sure it's all tucked into that left cupped hand. And you are going to take your right hand and cup it over your left and the pendulum that is within your left hand. So now you have like this little pocket of your hands with the pendulum inside. And you are now going to put your intention into the pendulum. And you're going to say, you can say it out loud, you can say it in your head, it doesn't matter. You are going to say, work for my highest and best good. Work for the highest and best good of myself, of my clients, of those around me, work for the highest and best good, allowing the guides to come give me some information, my angels, my spirit guides, my animal spirit guides, anybody that wants to come in and give me information, allow that information to come through clearly and effectively through the pendulum. These are my words. You find something that's effective for you. I want my answers clearly and quickly, and I want them accurate. So those are sort of the words that I am using as I empower my pendulum. As I put that energy into my pendulum, those are my thoughts. That is what I am manifesting my pendulum to do for me and you, if I'm doing a reading for you. So that's the energy that I'm putting into my pendulum. Everything we do is all about energy. It's all about how do we utilize that energy within us, around us, facilitated through us. Same thing when it comes to a pendulum. We have empowered, we have charged that pendulum to work for us. So once you have your sort of mission statement of what you want your pendulum to do, once that is finished, we can then go on and use our pendulum. Now, how often do I do this? I do not do this every session. I do this when I first get a pendulum or if I clean my pendulum. So do I clean my pendulum all the time? No, I don't, frankly. If somebody's having a problem with their pendulum, yeah, go ahead and clean it. Go ahead and clear it. And there are a couple of ways we can clear our pendulums. Let me just interject that right here. We can clear our pendulum by putting it in the windowsill during the light of a full moon, the light of a new moon. We can clear it with smudge. We can clear it with a smudge spray. We can clear it with Palo Santo. We can clear it by putting it in dirt. We can clear it by putting it in a shell. We can clear it with Reiki, healing energy, clearing energy. You pick a way that works for you. Whatever is best and most effective for you is what I want you to do. I clear mine with Reiki energy actually rather regularly, but do I do all the other stuff all the time? No, I don't. I do like to use the full moon. That is my preference. I do not advise people to bury things in the sand outside. You know, a lot of times people will bury things and they'll like mark it with a stick out in their yard. I own dogs. Dogs own me. They like sticks. They could pick that stick up and I'd never know where my things were. So here's what I tell people to do. Dig up some dirt, put it in a pot, bring it in your house, and put your whatevers, your crystals, your pendulums, your whatever needs clearing, put it in that pot inside your house so you always know where that dirt is located. And then you can leave that dirt in your windowsill, and that dirt can clear during the light of a full moon, new moon, eclipse, whatever it is you want to do. And you can change that dirt out every year, every 6 months, whatever works for you. It's also really good if you live in stormy climate like I do. I live in Maine where we do get a foot of snow at any given time during the winter. So that being said, I can't necessarily go and dig up some dirt or my pendulum for that matter. So that's when it's effective. If you want dirt to use nature to ground and clear your items, bring the dirt inside. Okay, so we've talked about clearing. We've talked about empowering the pendulum. Now, this is what I do every single session I sit down to use the pendulum. Okay, so this is kind of the most key thing that I'm teaching you about this use of pendulum in this divination series. So, when you go to utilize the pendulum, so the pendulum has a long chain or a short chain. I need you to hold the pendulum either at the very end of the chain, the middle of the chain. I don't care where on the chain you're holding it, but here's the deal. That end of the chain, not the end with the crystal or the wood or the beads, not that end, the other end, the small end of the pendulum, cannot be hanging out of your hand. You need to kind of wrap it around your finger. Or cup it in your hand, or hold it between your thumb and your first finger, and have the rest of the chain tucked into your other fingers. Okay? So you do not have two pendulums hanging. So do you understand what I'm saying? I'm saying you tuck in the small end of the pendulum within your fingers, or you wrap it around your fingers, not tightly, loosely, because you don't want to cut off circulation. So you got to find your comfort level of holding a pendulum. I, if it's a long chain, hold it in the middle and kind of tuck it in with my pinky and my ring finger kind of thing. That's kind of how I hold it. I hope that's clear. If this isn't clear, I also have a visual video on my Facebook page. On Elemental Energies with Chris Ann. It's also called Elemental Energies with Chris Ann and Jeff. You can find it under both names. But there are three videos on how to use a pendulum there. And I'm working on a new website. And the website currently is called Elemental Energies with Chris Ann and Jeff. And you can find that at www.chrisann-jeff.com. There's pendulums for sale there, but we're trying to get some videos linked there as well. So if that's of help to you, please go and check the video version out. So, anyways, let's continue. So once we've established how to hold the pendulum, this is what I do for every single session. I ask three questions. The first two questions are what everybody asks. The third question is my personal take. That I have added, and I have been teaching people how to do this way for like 10, 15 years plus. So these are my questions. I ask the pendulum, show me yes. Do not move your hand, do not move your arm, and your pendulum will move. It is amazing. Kids love this, they think it's like a magic trick. Your pendulum will either move front to back. Your pendulum will move side to side. Your pendulum will move sort of like in a diagonal fashion. Your pendulum might go in a circle, either clockwise or counterclockwise. Or your pendulum might stop still for that question. So once you've established the show me yes, My yes happens to be back and forth, no matter what pendulum I am using. Other people, each pendulum gives them a different way it's answering. That is why you ask these each and every session you go to use a pendulum. You are establishing this initial form of communication with the pendulum. So we have said, show me yes. For me, it's back and forth. I gently stop my pendulum and pull my fingers down the pendulum without a lot of movement. I don't have all decade for this pendulum to stop moving. There are, dare I say, deranged purists who think that you cannot stop a pendulum. Well, you know, time is money. If I have somebody sitting across from me, they don't want to sit there 10 years and wait for my stupid pendulum to stop moving. And I have a very good relationship with my pendulum. I do not have all decade to wait for it to stop moving. I gently stop it myself and make sure I am saying gently and you are doing gently. Okay? That is key. So we've established the yes. Show me yes. It's going back and forth for me. You establish what it's doing for you. I gently stop it. Now I say, show me no. For me, my no is side to side. Once again, you are looking for anything different than what it did for yes. You are looking for essentially something opposite. So that could be back and forth. That could be side to side, a different diagonal, a different circle, or this one could be stopped still. The other one maybe didn't stop still. Maybe this one is. Okay? You're just looking for something different. That's all. And this takes a little bit of time. I mean, for me, I can pick it up and I can just use it. But that's me. I've been doing this stuff my whole life. Maybe for you, it's going to take a couple of tries. That's okay. Work with it. Let the pendulum work with you. It's okay. If you have a problem, give it to a kid. They'll show you how to do it. Kids are amazing when it comes to this stuff. Just amazing. I love it. I love to see the look on their face when they do this. So I digress once again. Here we go. So we said, show me yes. We have that established. I gently stopped it. Show me no. Showed me something different. I gently stopped my pendulum. Here's my question that I have added, and this is key. Are you going to tell me the truth? If I do not get a yes, pretty much I always get a yes right away. If I do not get a yes, I will ask this question three times. If I don't get a yes after my three, forget it. I move on to another pendulum, or I know that's when it's time to clear this pendulum. I think in all my many, many years of using a pendulum, I think once it was telling me it wouldn't tell me the truth. And I knew, okay, that's fine. I need to clear you. So that's fine. So the deal is, every time I sit down to use my pendulum, show me yes, show me no, and are you going to tell me the truth? Very key questions. Very few people do the, are you going to tell me the truth? But come on, we want to make sure that this pendulum is effectively going to work with us. We are asking the pendulum, are you going to tell me the truth? Are you going to work with me? And am I going to work with you? Super important. Please do that and get that as part of your repertoire for using the pendulum. So we've established the show me yes, the show me no, and are you going to tell me the truth? Now let's talk about what type of questions can we ask the pendulum. It has to be formed as a yes, no question. Now, I have a lot of food allergies. So for me, I tend to use the pendulum in the grocery store. Is this food right for me? Is this the supplement that's right for me? Is this going to make me sick? These are all yes, no questions, okay? Is this the right, crystal I need to work with? Is this the right doctor I should go to? Is this the right person I should date? Is this the right car I should buy? Is this the right house I should buy? Is this the right realtor I should be working with? These are all yes, no questions. So you can establish things that way and then go from there. So let's say we're talking about a job. Let's say you have three job opportunities. So I'm going to label each one of those. Maybe you're going to say them by the name of the place they're in. Maybe you're going to call them A, B, and C. I don't care how you label them, but you need to label them. Is job A the right job for me? And then ask your questions. Is job B the right job for me? Go ahead and ask your questions. Is job C the right job for me? And go ahead and ask your questions. Now, let's say you get yes for all three jobs. Fantastic. Now, let's whittle it down with our pendulum even more. Am I going to be happiest at job A? Am I going to be happiest at job B? Am I going to be happiest at job C? Are they going to appreciate me at job A, job B, job C? Do you see how I'm whittling these questions down? If it's about money for you, you can say, will I make the most money at job A, job B, job C? Is there more growth potential for me at job A, job B, job C? Do you see how I start with a sort of broader question and then I sort of whittle my questions down to really get to the nitty-gritty, to get to the meat of the whole concept of to where I'm going with the pendulum. So start broader and then work it down more narrow. The other thing you can do is if there's a job you're contemplating, am I going to get the job in January? Am I going to get the job in February? Am I going to get the job in March? You go through things that way. So if you establish, yes, I'm going to get the job in March, is it going to be the first week in March? Second week in March? Third week in March, that is the only way that I have found that it's effective to do a timeline. I start broader and I narrow it down. Okay? So I hope that makes sense to you with how to pose your yes/no questions. Okay? So very simple, but it does take a little bit of forethought into how to pose the question. I'm more used to how to pose the questions because I've been doing this so long. But it does take a little bit of thought, and that is sort of the only thing I've really had to correct my students on is how they are posing their questions. Is it an effective way to pose your questions? It gets you to think differently, which is really neat because when you're utilizing your intuition, you're utilizing all your skills and your tools and your toolbox, you need to be able to think outside the box. And that may include how you word things. When you put things out into the universe, your words can be quite powerful. Your words are manifesting what it is that you are bringing towards you, and make sure your words are truly effective to what is within your highest and best good. So watch your wording and make sure you are utilizing your words for their highest and best good. So you're going to pose when it's in a yes/no question, and you're going to be serious about this. Yes, it looks like a cool parlor trick, but it's not. It's quite serious. It's quite a gift, frankly. I say that I love to work with kids with pendulums because their eyes light up. And it's kind of the same when I've had men come into the shop that are like, "Oh, I'm just here for my wife. I don't believe in this stuff." When I teach them how to use the pendulum, they're totally blown away. And it's awesome. It's wonderful because I'll say to them, "You do it. Yeah, I'm doing it. And you're looking at me like I have 10 heads, like I must be moving this pendulum. Okay, you sit down and do it. If you don't believe me, you're going to sit down and do it." And they instantly become believers. It is amazing how simple and effective this tool is, and it can give you guidance. It can give you insight. I keep a pendulum by my bedside, of course by my desk. I've got about five of them in my pocketbook. I keep it by the couch. You always have little questions that pop up. Go ahead and use your pendulum. People call me all the time. Hey, can I just ask you a quick pendulum question? You know, for my friends. Okay, fine. Go ahead. I'm happy with that. It gets a little overmuch if it's people that aren't my good friends. Because, you know, that I don't want people to take advantage of me, because I certainly wouldn't take advantage of you. So I just ask that people respect my boundaries. But I have no problem teaching people how to do this for themselves. And that's why I'm doing this podcast, so I can share some of my insight with you. So we've established how you use your pendulum with yes, no questions. We've established how you empower your pendulum. We've established how you pick your pendulum. We've also established your really important three questions to go forward. Let's also talk about some other ways that you can use your pendulum other than yes, no questions. So you can use your pendulum within Reiki. So for all my Reiki students, I am a Reiki master teacher. I teach a multitude of different varieties of Reiki, but my favorite and the most basic one is Usui Reiki, which is the most effective. And basically, Usui Reiki is what has started it all. And if you don't have Usui Reiki, please don't go on to the other Reikis. You need to have Usui Reiki as your foundation for other Reikis. So within all my Reiki classes, my Reiki 1, my Reiki 2, my Reiki master, and then my fourth, which is Reiki Master Teacher, I teach how to use the pendulum in all of those classes. And here's why. Sometimes it's really cool to see the way the energy is flowing by the movement of the pendulum. The pendulum will go a certain movement, whether it's putting energy in or taking energy out. And it's really nice to see the movement of the pendulum with the movement of the energy. If your energy is moving slow, your pendulum will move slow. If the energy is moving fast, your pendulum will move fast. It is a really cool way for the person on the Reiki table to see what is visually going on, but it's really cool for the practitioner who is facilitating the energy to have a visual of it as well. Not everybody has that ability to have that immense feeling within their hands for the energy. I would like to say everybody does have that, that does do Reiki, but that's not the truth. The truth is everybody feels things differently. That's what makes the world go round. It's awesome. So just because you don't feel what I feel when I'm doing Reiki does not mean you can't be an effective Reiki practitioner. So I utilize the pendulum, and the pendulum kind of bridges the gap between all the different types of people that are out there that want to do Reiki. So that is another way that I use the pendulum. Another way that you can use a pendulum is if you want to find water on your property. So a lot of, or power lines, that's another thing you can do is power lines too. So people douse. So pendulum is dowsing. People douse with sticks, and the stick will tell them whether there's water there, or dowsing rods, and it will say when there's water there. You can also use a pendulum for that. If you're looking for power lines, because I've used it looking for power lines if I'm getting ready to do some construction or dig something for a garden, especially garden. We have DigSafe here. So you would call this organization called DigSafe, and they'll eventually come and tell you where the lines are, eventually being the key word. Sometimes I can't always wait. And yes, I am being safe. And I do tell people, please be safe. But if you're looking for a water source or things for safety, pendulum can be quite effective. The other thing that you can find with a pendulum is somebody missing or something missing. You can take a map out and essentially douse the map and see where such and such is or so and so is or whatever. If you lost your cell phone in your home, you can go in your head using a pendulum and say, is it in my bedroom? Yes or no. Is it in the bathroom? Yes or no. Is it in the living room? Go through each room. Is it here? Is it here? Is it here? Is it here? Is it in my car? You know, etc. Yes or no. So that's another way that you can find missing things, but you could also do things with a map. Is it in this location, in this location, this location? Or where should I go on vacation? Where's a good place that I need to go to learn something new, have a grand adventure? So pendulums are really cool. They're really effective for getting a quick, concise, to the point answer. And I like the pendulum because it works well for me and it works quickly for me. I have relied on the pendulum, like I've said, for many, 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 many years. And it has been such an effective tool for me. It's so effective that I make them. My son makes them. You know, we love our pendulums. You know, he keeps it by his bedside too. Sometimes he was like, just ask me, I don't need the pendulum. Which is so true. A lot of times we already know the answer. We hear it in our head. We feel it in our gut. We follow our instincts. The pendulum is giving us confirmation of what we already know, which is so important when you're doing divination work. To know that you are spot on and to know that you are guided in the right direction is so empowering. It's so powerful. It's really neat. It's really cool to know that what you're doing is effective and the information that you're getting is spot on. And that is wonderful. It fills your heart with joy to know that what you are getting, you can trust. Trust yourself, trust your gut, trust your pendulum, and know that you are being guided in the right direction. So to me, a pendulum is giving me confirmation of, frankly, what I already know. And frankly, what the person sitting in front of me getting a reading already knows. But we all need confirmation. I need confirmation all the time. It's okay to need confirmation. And it's okay to ask your pendulum to give you that little bit of confirmation. You know, when you're going through an emotional phase in life, it's great to have confirmation of, are you losing your mind or are you actually perceiving things like this? And if you are getting the confirmation that you are not out of your mind and you're actually perceiving things this way and others are trying to come down on you for that, no, that's not okay. Trust your gut. Trust your pendulum. You know, your pendulum is going to help you in many sticky situations. Hey, I have a lot of pendulums that are near and dear to me because I trust them to work with me and help me through emotional situations, joyful as well as sad situations. You know, the pendulum is helping you with that yes, no, basic answers. And sometimes that's all you need is a yes, no, basic answer. And the pendulum is so cool for that. So whether you're going to make one yourself, you want to contact me and check out the ones I have, whatever. However it works for you, please go ahead, give pendulum a try. Try some pendulum work. I can't say enough good things about it. I am a big fan. Obviously, can't tell I'm obsessed. And you know, there's a couple other ways to get the pendulum to connect with your energy. So let's talk about that next. So as we connect with our pendulum, having our energy empowered in it is fantastic. Yes, you can do that when you're initially programming your pendulum, work for my highest and best good, etc. Here's a couple other ways that you can connect with your pendulum. Carry it in your left hand pocket. It doesn't matter whether it's the front or the back of your left hand side of your body. It is bringing that energy in through your pendulum to you to work with you. If you always carry your pocketbook or your purse on your left hand side, chuck it in there. If you can safely put it under your pillow, in your pillowcase. I happen to sell pillowcases that have little pouches on them, so you can tuck your pendulum in it, or you can tuck some crystals and stuff in it. I have those available. Just reach out and contact me. So you can stick it under your pillow, or you can put it by your bedside on the left-hand side. It doesn't matter whether you sleep on the right or the left side of the bed. You want it on the left side of the bed. And here's how to tell what the left side of your bed is. When you are laying in bed, laying on your back, stick out your left arm. That's the left side of the bed. Doesn't matter if you sleep on the right, still stick it on the left because that's going to bring the energy in. Maybe you want to put a little rose quartz on the left side of your bed to bring some love in, bring some wonderful loving energy in. Do that, left side. You can stick it underneath the bed too, so that's fine. So those are all the ways that I sort of utilize it. On the couch, it's on the left-hand side, but I happen to sit on the left-hand side of the couch. That's my side. I'm like Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory. That's my spot. So yes, utilize the pendulum how it's going to work for you and find simple, easy ways to do it. You know, I have thrown a lot of ideas out at you, and I hope I haven't overwhelmed you. But if I have, go back and listen to this again and listen to little snippets of it till you get that part or that part or that part, whatever works for you. If you need to reach out and ask me questions, you can email me. It's elementalenergieswithchrisanne@gmail.com. Same name as this show, but let me spell it for you. ElementalEnergieswithChrisAnne@gmail.com. I am not Chris Ann with an E. I'm Chris Ann, no E. So just remember that. So it's Elemental Energies with Chris Ann at gmail.com. And if you have a question, go ahead and reach out. I am not a fan of email. I just happen to say that. So I will get back to you soon. It may not be immediately, but I will get back to you soon. But I hope if this doesn't help you, go check out my Facebook page. You're going to find it under Elemental Energies with Chris Ann or Elemental Energies with Chris Ann and Jeff. And go into the video section. I do have three videos I have created on how to use a pendulum. There's a ton of videos there. So check that out on Facebook as well. And like I said, the website is under a big change. And when that's all changed over and everything and it's done, there will be a lot of videos there. And I will be talking about all that and posting all of that as well. So I hope this has brought a little more insight on how to use a pendulum for your divination work, no matter what your divination work is, whether you're divining information by being a healer and facilitating that energy through what's in the highest and best good of that person on your Reiki table, whether you are doing a psychic reading for somebody, or whether you're trying to find water on your property, whatever. However it is, these are my tips. These are my ways that I do it. Please add your energy to it and add your insight. Follow your gut, follow your intuition on how this is going to work best for you. I'm the one that added. Show me yes, show me no. Are you going to tell me the truth? That one's me. I was guided to that. Maybe you are guided to something else. Go for it. Go for it. Empower yourself with trusting your gut and doing the divination work that you need to do for the highest and best good of yourself and all of those around us. Because ultimately, I am facilitating things to help the people that come to me that need help. And I am so honored and grateful that I am able to do this work. And it is how I make my living. I am honored that that is the way that I am able to make my living. So, if you would like to set up a reading with me, you can email me, elementalenergieswithchrisanne@gmail.com. You can check out the website. Right now, it's under chrisanne-jeff.com. Chrisanne-jeff.com. So check out the readings that I have there. I do regularly run specials, so you can check those out. But also, I have a mentoring program too. So if you want me to teach you different divination techniques or different skills or whatever, I do offer a mentoring program, and that is one-on-one, and that can be done through Skype, that can be done through FaceTime, that can be done through Facebook Messenger, Google Duo. You know, there's all different ways that we can connect through this global society that we have, and I am certainly happy to help facilitate all of that for you. I am honored to have been doing this work my entire life. I've been speaking to the dead since the age of 3, and I've been reading cards since the age of 5, but reading for other people since the age of 8. And let me tell you, I am 48, so I have been doing this work for over 40 years, and I am honored. But I'm also happy to share it. And this is the way that I do make my living. And I'm honored that this is how I can make my living. So if I can help you with any of the above, please feel free to reach out and contact me. But in the meantime, thank you so much for tuning in. You have been listening to Chris Ann, and I'm coming at you from Elemental Energies with Chris Ann. Be free.